Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Turn Around Failing Businesses in 90 Days. Now let's get started with today's show. What if I told you that 73% of failing businesses could be saved with just 3 strategic moves in the first 72 hours? Here's the thing about business turnarounds. Most entrepreneurs spend too much time analyzing and not enough time acting. They're like a person trying to fix a leaky roof while it's raining, when what they really need to do is grab a bucket and start catching water. First, you need to stop the bleeding within 24 hours. I'm talking about identifying your biggest cash drain and cutting it immediately. This means renegotiating rent, pausing contractor work, canceling subscriptions you forgot you had. This isn't about being cheap, it's about buying yourself the most precious commodity in a failing business. Time to think strategically. Most business owners wait too long because they're embarrassed to make tough cuts. But here's the truth. Speed saves companies, pride kills them. Next, focus on your best customers within 48 hours. Pull that customer list and identify your top 20% by profit, not revenue. There's a difference. Then pick up the phone, not email, the actual phone, and call them. Ask 2 simple questions. What do you need most right now, and how can we deliver it faster? When you're turning around a failing business, your existing champions are your lifeline, not some mythical new prospects you're hoping to find. Finally, strip everything down to 1 product, 1 channel. Choose your single best performing offering and your most profitable sales channel, then double down completely. Complexity is the enemy of struggling businesses. Simplicity creates focus, and focus creates results. You can expand again later, but survival requires laser precision right now. I worked with a restaurant owner named Sarah, who was 3 weeks from closing. Day 1, she cut catering staff and expensive ingredients, saving over $3,000 monthly. Day 2, she called her 50 best customers and discovered they didn't want fancy, they wanted simple takeout options. Day 3, her menu became 5 signature dishes, delivery only. She was profitable within 6 weeks. Here's your action step. Write down your 3 biggest expenses from last month. Circle the one you could eliminate tomorrow without losing customers. Make that cut today. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.